In his early 20s, Alex Weber realized that he was some sort of comedic sports actor. Perhaps he wondered if the combination of those skills was really anything that one could turn into a career. Then a most intriguing job offer came his way. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Alex Weber grew up on a dirt road in the state of New York. In school, he was very physically active.
My dad is a very intense dude, and I love him to pieces. And so anything that I started to get involved in sports-wise, we were like 100 miles an hour. You know, sports were just kind of something I did.
He played lacrosse collegiately in the Ivy League at the University of Pennsylvania, and then began coaching high school lacrosse.
I'm in my early 20s. I was just out of college. That was kind of my day job, was coaching high school lacrosse, and my night job was doing stand-up comedy. The kids loved it. The school was this prestigious school in Los Angeles. They did not love it.
He was in L.A. and got involved in acting, but was not finding much success.
And the only way to put it is I felt like I would walk into an audition and they'd be like, no, wrong. And I'm like, cool, thanks for seeing me. And then I like found out that hosting was a thing. And I was like, this is great. This is a career. So I started doing that. And really, the first year that I was like, I'm going to be a host, I got pitched for NBC American Ninja Warrior.
It turned out everything he'd done in life to that point was perfect for his new job.
They were looking for someone comedic with sports who could like talk on the fly. It was a great fit there. Yeah.
But his hosting role would be a bit different.
I was one of the hosts, and I was hired to do a digital series, so basically like an all-access show for NBC. And the gist of it was, what if we take someone who's kind of an outsider and throw them into the heartbeat, like the deepest end of this?
So how did Alex do as a host turned ninja warrior? It's next time, as we travel the countryside in Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.